Hi, my lovely listeners. I'm your host, Anthony Giorgio, and you're listening to another episode of QT, Queer Teen Podcast, showcasing and encouraging the next generation of queer youth from across the world to stand up for what's right. All right, listeners, how are you? So I'm going to do a bunch of bonus episodes and little things that I just want to talk about or educate people on as far as like the queer community is concerned and really just educating people on different things around the world. So the first topic of educating people, and I'm learning too, is all the different types of protections for human rights across the world. Of course, specifically for LGBT rights, but for all human beings, because I find it important that everyone is treated equally. It's really not a hard concept, but it seems to be a hard concept for people. I don't know why. You know, I mean, I do know why according to the narratives that are created with media, but that doesn't mean it's true, because we should be able to talk to those people and try to understand them from where they're coming from and then go from there. You know, it's as simple as that. But, you know, during the journey of season one for Queer Teen Podcast, you know, it comes down to something as simple as this. Like, we're doing the last episode, we're filming it live in front of all these teens, and one of them specifically doesn't even know what PFLAG is. And a lot of people might not even know what PFLAG is around the world. So I'm literally sitting on my computer and I'm gonna go down and just click on things and tell you. It's not that hard to do, but a lot of people don't necessarily do that. everyone always says, oh, it's so easy, you just go on Google and look it up. But I'm gonna do that for you. So for instance, like PFLAG was founded in 1973, after the simple act of a mother publicly supporting her gay son. PFLAG is the nation's largest family and ally organization. So it basically came out of the necessity that parents also need to understand where that's coming from. And I'm actually trying to find what PFLAG stands for, the actual acronym. It says about PFLAG, but it actually doesn't show you our mission and vision. That's so interesting. I'm just doing this live as we talk. It still doesn't tell you what PFLAG means. PFLAG envisions a world where diversity is celebrated and all people are respected, valued, and affirmed, inclusive of their sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. And so the letters PFLAG stand for, PFLAG letters stand for, let's see, oh, PFLAG letters stand for, this is, the acronym is really hard to find. What does it stand for? Parents and Friends of Lesbian and Gays. Later broadened to Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. Oh, I see. It stood for Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. Later broadened to Parents, Families, and Friends. Oh, Families and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. So that's what PFLAG stands for. You know, it's just when things are created, like in 1973 when it was created, it was after a simple act of a mother publicly supporting her gay son. It just takes that power. There's a lot of power in that, right? So there's even more power in things like the ACLU. Which is something we're going to talk about. Like, the American Civil Liberties Union is a nonprofit organization whose stated mission is to defend and preserve the individual rights and liberties guaranteed to every person in this country by the Constitution laws of the United States. So that's what we do here. Like, we've created something to have our backs in case you are being discriminated against. Now, I am very clear. Let me make it very clear that I know different states This is a hard one to bring in, you know, like it's just not protection for the queer community, specifically in the workplace. There's lots of stories you can hear online about people being fired for their sexual orientation, you know, people being fired for a lot of things. People joking, like in jest, if someone looks like a boy and then calling them a boy's name and thinking that's funny, that's not funny. There's nothing funny about that. It's so silly to even like put that into my brain specifically to joke about someone's, you know, sexual orientation or just making a joke saying they're a boy or a girl. The thing is, like, even in the queer community, it's like, and I have to speak on behalf of, like, things that have happened to me and things that have been said to me, it's like, and nothing gives us a right to assume that someone else is gay. Nothing gives us a right to assume that someone is rich or poor, you know, or where they really come from, or if they're Muslim, or if they're Chinese, Japanese. Nothing gives us that right. You don't have that right. You do have the power, though, to walk up to that person and find out about them. But to pass judgment on someone and saying that's what they are and, oh, well, I was just making a joke. It's not a joke to people, though. That's just the thing. Like, it actually hurts a person. When I hear 9-year-olds committing suicide, right there, period. End of story. That 9-year-old killed themselves. Like, are you joking? Are you kidding me right now? So we have the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, right? It's a nonprofit organization to protect human rights here in America inside of the Constitution, which is pretty awesome. Then you also have things like over in Europe, for example. This is just one thing. I'm not saying this is all things. I'm just saying this is one thing. The Equal and Human Rights Commission, which I actually put this on my computer. Let me find it. The European Convention, the Equal and Human Rights Commission, the European Convention on Human Rights, the ECHR, protects the human rights of people in countries that belong to the Council of Europe. All 47 member states of the Council, including the UK, have signed the convention. Its full title is the Convention for the Protection of Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms. It was formed in 1949. The Council of Europe is completely separated from the European Union and much larger than the 47 members compared to the EU's 28. The UK became a council member 24 years before joining the EU. The UK's membership of the council would be unaffected if it left the EU. So that's like, it's protected that way. Now, I know there's a lot of things going on with the European Union, and that's like a whole other conversation. Of course, there's so many different things that you can have conversations inside of protections for human rights. But that's something you can look up if you're in Europe. If you're listening to this over in Europe, just know, you have rights. You have someone to help you. You have the European Convention on Human Rights, the ECHR. Just look it up, right? And then you can find out how they can help you and protect you. Trust me. Those things work. They help. We have a lot of, like, I live in New Jersey specifically, so, like, we have a lot of things that protect LGBTQIA+ rights in this state. Queer rights in general. So I'm just going to say queer rights because that can mean anything these days. So, for instance, like in Canada, they have Canadian Human Rights Act. The Canadian Human Rights Act is a statute, was passed by the Parliament of Canada in 1977 with the express goal of extending the law to ensure equal opportunity to individuals who may be victims of discriminatory practices based on a set of prohibited grounds such as sex, sexual orientation, race, marital status, gender identity or expression, creed, age, color, disability, political or religious belief. The Act applies that throughout Canada, but only to federally regulated activities. Each province and territory has its own anti-discrimination law that applies to activities that are not federally regulated. It goes on. The Canadian Human Rights created the Canadian Human Rights Commission that investigated claims of discrimination as well as the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal to judge the cases. Before a case can be brought to the tribunal, it must go through several stages of investigations. I think I'm saying that word right. Anyone can correct me if I'm wrong. Of investigation and remedies, basically, by the commission after this process has been completed if the parties are not satisfied. The case will go to the tribunal. I'm assuming that's like our small claims court, small court, human rights. Someone can correct me and tune in if they actually got this far and listening to all these exciting things about human rights. The short of it is, like, there are things in place, yet again, Europe has had them for a very long time, well, you know, longer than us, anything's longer than us, actually in, you know, Canadian human rights as well, the Canadian Human Rights Act, I'm assuming you'd break it down, they call it the Act, so they don't call it the CHRA, they call it the Act, so that's just another thing. So for instance, I'm going to go even a little bit further. I'm going to go further away, and I'm going to go way over to Australia. Now, a lot of people have created, there's a narrative inside of Australia that it's a very racist country because of the way they've treated the Aboriginal people that live there. However, I am just telling you what they've created. The Australian Human Rights Commission, the commission, that was established in 1986, by an act of the federal parliament. We are an independent statutory organization and report to the federal parliament through the Attorney General. So the mission basically is leading the promotion and protection of human rights in Australia by making human rights values part of the everyday life and language, empowering all people to understand and exercise their human rights, working with individuals, community, businesses, and governments to inspire actions, and of course keeping government accountable to national and international human rights standards. They do this by listening and learning, communicating and educating, being open, expert, committed, and impartial, fostering a collaborative, diverse, flexible, respectful, and innovative workplace. And of course, their statutory responsibilities include education and public awareness, discrimination, human rights complaints, human rights compliance, policy, and legislative development. And it goes on and on and on. So that's just something that they do. So they're, you know, I've done work in India. And just recently, they dismantled 377, which was a law. I want to actually tell you exactly what that was. Law, I know what it is, but I want to tell it word for word. I want to, what is new law 377? It was removed from India, which is good. It was a law, section 377 of the Indian Penal Code. Section 377 of the Indian Penal Code is a section of the Indian Penal Code introduced in 1864 during the British rule of India. Basically, what it did was it, if you were gay, it referred to an unnatural offenses and said, whoever voluntarily has carnal intercourse against the order of nature with any man, woman, or animal shall be punished with imprisonment for life or with the imprisonment of either description for a term which may extend to 10 years. So they just dismantled that. That was created in 1864, and it was modeled after the Boogery Act of 1533, which came from where? Europe. London, England, all over there. So when the white man came over, they created this because they thought that was the thing to do to control people. Oh, boggles my mind. You can't do that. It's so wrong. But anyways, they have dismantled it. So now freedom to be you doesn't apply to any law because it should never apply to any law. We should be protected as human beings so no one can tell us and to tell us and stop us from being who we are. So, okay. So those are lots of different things. I would love to continue these discussions throughout the summer until season 2 hits. But this is just going on inside of... It's not season 1. I guess it's kind of its own season. It's season 2.0. No, 1.0, right? Yeah, because it's still season 1 and... I just feel it necessary to not have to get away from not understanding something. Because I feel like, you know, everyone can go to school and they can go to college and they can go to high school, of course, and graduate and then go to school and get your degree and then get your master's and do your dissertations. I mean, honestly, you can do all of that, but the bottom line is until you can sit down with another human being and have conversations with them and find out why they see the world the way they see it, then we could move forward. So you can get all the things you want in life out of degrees and this and that. I'm not saying don't go to college. I think it's the bomb to go to college. Do your thing, yo. I don't care. But, you know, empathy is part of life. But we tend to miss that part a lot of the times. You know, you can't do anything without integrity either. And you're going to, like, be a kid, and everyone's going to come up with these ideas that kids don't know what they're talking about. Well, that is complete bullshit. They know what they're talking about first. They don't have all the garbage like the parents did, like adults do. We have lots of stories and things that are weighing us down to let us see a broader perspective on everybody is living in this one world. Unless you could tell me you're going to Mars or Saturn or some planet out in like another galaxy, like in Star Wars or Star Trek or any of those video games that the youths play. Until you can do that, you know, we're doing it right here. We ain't going anywhere. So that's just a little bit of knowledge I wanted to give you because I'm still learning. And if we all have to learn together, it's not going to take anything fancy. All it's going to take is for us to sit down and have a conversation with someone. And you have to find out why. So that's my challenge to you. Find out why people are the way they are. I am the way I am because I got my stories. You know? I was a big jerk in my 20s. And a lot of people find that strange because that isn't the way, it's not the way it comes across to people now. But that was work for me. I had to work my ass off for that, you know? And people bother me still. A lot of people bother me. I get annoyed by a lot of people. Some people that are very close to me because that's what comes up for me. Because that's my own shit. And if you think anything different, if you think it's all that person, I don't even know, this conversation just turned. But if you think it's that person's fault, you got nothing coming to you. I'm not saying they're not being a jerk to you or they didn't do something to you to hurt you. I'm not saying that. But I just saw something on TV. It's like this girl said, she said, forgiveness has nothing to do with the person that did the thing to you. It has everything to do with you. If you forgive them, then you're allowed to move on and you don't allow that person to take you over. They won't take over you. You don't allow them to come into you because it's only you. It's your choices, it's your emotions, it's all your stories, it's still you, and you're responsible for that. Just like you're responsible for learning about the different ways that you are protected, even if your state seems impossible, I want you all to know, even if you're in the middle of nowhere and you feel like nobody's listening, well, I'm listening, and I hear you. I hear all of you. I'm here for you. I'm not going to take you on, like, all of your garbage or all of the things. Not garbage. Well, it is garbage because it's, you know, it's part of life and there's a lot of garbage in life. But I'm not going to take that on. But what I am going to do is I'm going to listen to you and I'm going to find out why. And then we're going to start working on it. But you got to work on you too. But I also hear you because it seems hard. It seems impossible. Especially with the current situation that America happens to be in. But we've always been there. It's just heightened right now. It's up there. This isn't expert information I'm giving you. This is just the truth. And I hear you and I'm here for you. So learn your laws, learn your protections. Have those conversations. You go walk into a place you've never walked into before. You sit down with people that you've never sat down with before. If you don't do that, then, I mean, honestly, how are we going to have a conversation? Let's start there first. That's all. You know, I'm here for you, and my queer youth, my queer babies that are out there, I got you. I hear you. I love you. I want to talk to all of you. So just remember, you know, season 2, by the way, I'm looking for more submissions. Submit, submit, submit. I need you to submit your story from beginning up until now, whether you're out, whether you're in the closet, whether you feel trapped. I just need to hear your story, because the minute you put your story down on paper and you read that out loud, you don't know who's listening. You could affect someone. I have listeners. I have listeners in Africa. I have listeners in India. I have listeners in the UK and Canada, Alaska. I have listeners all over. I'm just new, but I got those one or two people hearing it. They have to hear it. I hear you. I'm doing this because I hear you. I love you. You got to do your work too, though. But this is part of it. It's all part of it. Got one world. It don't mean anything, but we gotta make it work. All right. I'm your host, Anthony Giorgio, and you are listening to another episode of QT, Queer Teen Podcast, showcasing and encouraging the next generation of queer youth from across the world to stand up for what's right. And remember, listen, learn, love.